light that shines in me. Bear the light in me. Bear the light that shines in me. Bear the light in me. Bear the light that shines in me. Bear the light in me.
Holy One that come from peace.
Bear the light that shines in me. Bear the light in me.
Oh, come tell us we are free.
Bear the light that shines in me. Bear the light in me.
But oh, no, I won't let it be.
Bear the light that shines in me. There's a light in me. There's a light that shines in me. There's a light in me.
Meet in person on the first and third Sunday of the month at 11:30 a.m. at 886 Pacific Street in Brooklyn, New York, 11238. We meet at a wonderful place called the Village at Gurejie, Renate Albertson Martin Gallery. It is a mixed-use space that is definitely of a high vibratory nature. There is art classes, there is Indian music, raga music. There is One Love Center where we meet in person for our spiritual discourse and sharing and celebration. And there's also a boutique in the front if you like fine, one-of-a-kind, expertly spiritually tailored clothing by Jimmy. That would be Jimmy, who is the founder of the Village at Gurejie, and it is indeed a village. And if you'd like to use the space, you certainly may. And you can call them up. And the number at the Village at Gurejie at 886 Pacific Street is 718-857-2522. And yes, this is in Brooklyn, New York. Once again, my name is Rodney Gittins. I am a religious science practitioner, the spiritual director, founder and director of One Love Center. And I welcome you. If you would like to send an email, you can send it to onelove, O-N-E-L-O-V-E, at onelovecenter.org. And if you need to reach by phone, the number is 917-755-1418. And I thank you all for your listening. I know that whether you are listening live or in the archive, that right where you are, the very presence of the divine creator is. It has shown up magnificently as you, and you wear it well. And so we come together to share our own interpretations of the creator's experience in, through, and as each and every one of us. And we do so particularly today in focusing on the power of now, chapter 10, surrender, the meaning of surrender. And so I am knowing that for anyone who is listening, for anyone who is participating in any way, shape, or form through sharing or listening or passing this on to others, that there is a healing happening. There is a healing that is happening through the very intention for a healing to happen. There's a healing that is happening through the revealing of truth. And that is a shared truth in knowing that all there is one. One power, one life, one God, one presence. It's all there is one. Oneness, wholeness. Regardless of appearances, they may seem like two or three or a multitude. But please know that is a multitude of oneness. It is all the different variations of the one. And it leads us to know. It leads us to recover. It leads us to grow. It leads us to, as it says in the power of now, to be guided to spiritual enlightenment. We guide each other. We share this pathway as one. One spirit. On the path of enlightenment. So I give thanks. I give thanks knowing that this time together from 7 p.m., actually until 8 p.m. today, it's usually an hour and a half, till 8 p.m., is a divinely guided and channeled, and I'll use the word again, a highly vibratory experience for each and every one of us. And so I give thanks. I bless this process. I'm so grateful to Blog Talk Radio and whoever created it. I'm thankful for all those who have participated, for the money that helps make this happen. I'm grateful for it all. And so indeed, it is a shared blessing. So I simply let the good times roll. I say amen to that, brothers and sisters. So, welcome once again. We are in the power of now. Eckhart Tolle. Chapter 10. Now, I do have to say that this is our next to last meeting on this book, because this is the last chapter, and we are in one of the last sections of this book. We have covered so much of it over the year, starting in January, talking about the power of now and how we can be in the power of now, how we can be in the now, and that's what brings us to surrender. Now, I have to admit, sometimes I do question it, and I think it's our job to question. It's our job to find out, hey, you know, does this really make sense for me individually, or does it make sense for our readers, you know, for the readers of The Power of Now? And I'm not going to say it doesn't make sense. What I will say, however, is a lot of spiritual teaching and practice begins with surrender. Surrender happens to be the last chapter in the book. So, in effect, I guess you could say it doesn't end here, but it's a beginning. Surrender is indeed a beginning for any change to occur. Surrender of the old ways of being, of thinking, of doing, of having, of giving, of receiving. Surrender. Surrender has to happen first. Otherwise, there's no room for anything else to take place. It'll be the same old, more of the same. If you did what you always did, you get what you always got. If you do what you always did, you get what you always got. Of course, I got that from the rooms of recovery and the 12 steps. And it's a good slogan. A quick, fast, easy, simple slogan, which I don't think originated in the rooms, because so much of what's used everywhere is already borrowed. There's nothing wrong with that. If it works, don't throw it out. If it works, work it. Or be worked, however. So surrender does come first. Well, actually, it may have to come second, because first comes a realization that things need a change. Something needs to happen. Something needs to change before I realize that I have to surrender. Now, things get to a point where we want something to change. It doesn't have to be something that we would call bad. It just means it's time for a change. And because of that, we go within and ask very simple questions. Ask very simple questions like, what's going on? Do I like this? Maybe I don't like this. Maybe it's expired. Maybe it's time for a change to occur. Again, doesn't have to be bad or good. It just is. It's time. And so what happens? We have to give it up. We have to give up what already seems to be is, which is now was, and stop trying to make the was back into an is. Once it's gone, it's gone. It can never be recreated in exactly the same form as it was before. There's always going to be a slight change, no matter how slight. However, it's something new. It's something in the now. So we allow ourselves to be in the now. It's important that we do surrender. It's important that we give it our best. It's important that we give it our best opportunity to be in the now, to be present. Well, it seems as though there may be a malfunction happening here. I'm going to be in and out and see what we can do. Very interesting, something happening here. We may have to start the show again, folks, and I think we will. Please stand by, or if